By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the Supersoul and without as time.
Antapurusharupena kalarupena jobhahi samanne kesa satyana bhagavanatmamaya. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is exhibiting himself in so many ways that is summarized in the Vishnu Purana, just like the heat and light. Just like in the material world, we have got experience. The whole system of the material world is going on under the heat and light. The sunshine is diffusing unlimited quantity of heat and light, and on this heat and light the whole material existence is there. That is scientific estimate. Because the sunlight is there, the heat and light is there, the whole planetary system is rotating, there is vegetation and varieties of foods, flowers, varieties of manifestation. This is heat and light. Similarly, the example is given in the Vishnu Purana. Eko desha sita stagne jyotsna vistarina yatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvidam akhilam jagat. It's like agni, fire. Eko desha sita is there in one place, localized. Agni does not move, but heat moves. That you have got experience. You have big fire in one place. The fire does not move, but you can feel the existence of fire by heat and light. Similarly, Bhagavan does not move against ultimate power. Parasam Shakti Vibhudai Vasyati. He moves by his energy. That is the difference between the Mahabhad philosopher and Vaishnava philosopher. Vaishnava philosopher says the Bhagavan is staying in one place. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. He is staying. In the Shastra, he understands that Krishna, Vrindavanam parityajya, na padam ekam gacchati. Krishna does not leave him by stay, Vrindavan. He always remains there. So, in the Brahma Sangita also it is stated that Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. He is always living in Goloka Vrindavan. He does not require to move. That is his inconceivable potential. Suppose I am sitting here. Suppose I have got to do something in my apartment. So, unless I go there, that business cannot be performed. This is my position. But Krishna, although he does not lead even by step Goloka Vrindavan, he is always enjoying in company with Srimati Radharani. Anandamaya Abhyasa. His only business is Ananda, Satchidananda Vigraha. But he has got so many other business. So many. He has to sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta, Krishna says, that I am situated in only one star. And matta smriti jnanam apohananca. And through me, the living entity is getting intelligence. Remembrance. To just see how much busy he is. Everyone's heart, Ishvara Paramat, Ishvara Sarva-bhutanam Vidyeshu Arjuna Tishtha. Ishvara, the super soul, it is said here, antar purusha rupena, the super soul. And the Bhagavad Gita also confirms, sarvasya, sarvasya chaham hridisannivishta. He is situated in Abhidvatha. In Upanishad also it is said that two birds are sitting in one tree. So one bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply observed as witness. Anumanta upodrashta in Bhagavad Gita. Just imagine there is no limit of the living entities. So anantaya kalpata. Anantaya means there is no numerical count. Innumerable. Nitya nityana. Nityana. Bahuvachan, plural number. So there is no limit of these living entities. And still, Krishna has to live within the heart of every living entity. Just see, and every living entity has different business. And he has to sanction and witness. There is a common saying that not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of God. Actually, that is the fact. Everyone has got different propensities. And he cannot do it without the sanction of God. This is God's business. Let's see. Ananta Koti, innumerable jiva, and he has to give sanction and see his business and weakness, also give the result, his weakness, and he has to give the result also, because he is doing independently. He must enjoy or suffer the activities that is going on. Karmana deva netrena. He has to give different types of body. Suppose I want to eat everything, never mind how much nonsense and nuisance it is. There are so many men, they eat everything. So he has to be offered the body of a pig. No discrimination, even stool accepted. So, who is giving this body? Deva netrena, by superior observation. Krishna is saying that this living entity wants a body so that he can eat anything after stool. So, he has to judge, he has to give karmana deva netrena jantar deho upatti. So we are getting different types of body according to Krishna does not give directly, but it is the Supreme Law. He has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanantya vidyate. This is the basic information. He has nothing to do. Simply his order is sufficient. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutanam jiddeshe arjuna tishrati brahmanam sarvabhutani jantra ruhani maya. So Krishna orders only maya that gives this living entity a body like a demigod or a dog or a pig or a tree. So there are 8,400,000 varieties of body. He has to manage all this. How is managed? Is he managing personally? No. He's managing through his potency. Atamaya. Here he says, Atamaya. Samanteti esa satyana bhagavan. Atma-maya. Maya means energy. Energy. Tricks. This is called Maya. So, everything is being done by his potency. So the Mayavadi philosopher, they say, when Bhagavan is everywhere, he is absent, invisible in every state, every account, everywhere, then the original, where is the original form of Bhagavan? Everything is there. There is called Nirvisheshvadi, Nirakarva. Bhagavan has no akar. He is finished. Because he is everywhere, therefore, there cannot be any particular form of God. This is Nirvisheshvadi. That is material concept. Just like if you take something and make it into pieces and throw it everywhere, the original form of that particular thing is finished. This is material conception. But spiritual conception is different. Spiritual conception is stated in the Vedas, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyati. Krishna is Purna and he has expanded himself in so many ways, so many potencies, so many forms, but he still is Krishna. That is Krishna. You cannot change that because Krishna is expanded in so many forms and so many ways. Therefore, he is finished. There is no more. This form of Krishna is Maya. No. That is Krishna. The Krishna can expand himself. Abhaiti Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta Rupam. We cannot count it. We are also forms of Krishna. Vivinda answer. Everything is Krishna's fault. The pantheism, they take it that Krishna, everything is Krishna's form, then where is Krishna? No. Krishna is still Krishna. Advaita Yatsuti Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajau Vanam. It is still Adyam. Purusham Adyam Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajam. He still remains Adi. So, how he has expanded, that is stated here. Bhagavan Atmamanaya. By his internal potency. Bhagavan Atmamaya. Prasa Sakti Divijai was stated. The example is given. That the sun is localized in one place, but he is managing the whole universal affair by his heat and light. That is potency. That does not mean for time immemorial, sun is supplying unlimited quantity of heat and light all over the universe, day and night. There is no stoppage. It is not that sun's heat and light has been stopped because it is night for us. But his heat and light is being distributed. But still, as the sun has diminished by a small quantity, if it is possible even for the material thing, sun is nothing but an insignificant material. There are millions of suns, millions and trillions of suns. That is admitted even by modern science. So, this sun is only an insignificant portion of the sun category. This universe is the smallest. There are many big universes. And each in every universe there is sun, there is moon, there is other things. And all these universes combined together is 1/4 energy of Krishna. He comes in a stitula. When Arjuna wanted to know about Krishna's potencies, vibhuti, he said in so many ways, then at last he summarized, atva-bahu-nengte-na-thingya-te-na-tava-arjuna, vishtabva-aham Idam Krishnam Ekansi Nasitu. You just try to understand my potency in this way, that the whole material creation, cosmic manifestation, innumerable universes. What are these universes? Yashaika Nishasita Kala Mathavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanga Natha. In each and every universe, there is a prime Lord, or the Creator, the Lord Brahma. So there are innumerable universes, and there are innumerable Lord Brahmas, innumerable Lord Sivas, everything innumerable. So, the state of Nishasita Kalama Thavalamba, and these innumerable universes are coming out from the breathing of Mahavishnu. That Mahavishnu is partial expansion of Krishna. The Shaita Nishasita Kala Mathavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Natha Vishnu Mahanasahu Yajasa Kala Vishisa. Kala Vishamsa means Kala, an Aṃsa. Aṃsa is directly, and Kala is Angsa of the Angsa. And so many things to understand the science of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, the jagatamadi siddhyanam koshchit vetimam toto. There are many siddhas. We are not siddhas. We are trying to be siddhas. Anushanam sahasresu koshchit jatati siddhas. Not all. Krishna is here. The bhakti yoga is going on. How to become siddha. But who is interested? And in Bombay there are millions of people. But who is interested? Therefore, Krishna says, manushanam sahasresu koshchit jatati siddhas. There are millions and millions of human beings, but out of that, one may be interested to become siddha. And if one is siddha, jatatamati siddhana, and all those siddhas, those are actually siddhas, they are trying to understand Krishna. Koshchi, out of that, somebody may be knowing Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna science is not so easy. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. Any person who knows the science of Krishna, he is Guru. Not other. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. Kiba Sutra Kiba Vitra Nasikane Noa. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya was talking about spiritual realization. So Ramananda Raya was from a Sudra family, and he was householder and governor of Madras, politician also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking questions from him, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila. Mukam karati bhasha. How he is making a Sudra, Grihastha, politician, his guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So nobody can become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was playing the part. He was questioning, and Ramananda Raya was replying. So just imagine how his position was exalted. So he was a little hesitating, and very intricate questions were posed before him. He was quite able to answer, he was answering. So he was feeling little hesitation, but he was coming out of a very high Brahmin family and the most learned personality, and now he has taken sannyas, the supermost position in the human society. Sannyas is very respectable position, still it is honored in India. Anyone who has sannyasi goes, at least in the villages, to offer respectful obeisances and give all kinds of comfort, still now. According to Shastra, it is said, if a sannyasi is not offered respect or give the honor, the punishment is the man should fast at least one day. This is basic system. But there are many sannyasis taking advantage of this. So we are not concerned. Neither Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a false sannyasi, he was real sannyasi, and he was also real grihastha, Ramananda Raya. So he was feeling little hesitation. To encourage him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, no, why you are feeling hesitation? why you are feeling inferior. You are Guru. Huh? How I am Guru? That Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. Because to become a knower of Krishna is not ordinary position. Yatatama Vishidhyala. Such a Vishimam. One who has known Krishna is not ordinary man. Yatatama Vishidhyala. He is above all the Siddhas. So why you are hesitant? You know Krishna Tattva. Therefore I am asking from you. So this is the position. So this Krishna consciousness movement means that training the people who come to us to make him far, far above than the Siddhas. Far, far above than the Siddhas. And it is very easy. One can become, one can hold this position of Guru, which Guru means he is above the Siddhas. Krishna Tattva. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru. One cannot become Guru unless he knows Krishna Tattva. Not ordinary man, the yogi, the tarmi, the jnani, they cannot become Guru. That is not sanction. Because even one is jnani, he has to learn Krishna after many births. Not in one life, but many lives. If he persists to understand what is the absolute truth by his jnana method, by his satyajati method, then still he will have to change many births. Then one day he may be fortunate if he comes in contact with a devotee, then it may be possible for him to understand Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan man prabhadate. Who is prabhadate? Who surrenders to Krishna? Unless one understands Krishna perfectly, why one should surrender? Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaji. Big scholars say, this is too much. They say, it is too much. Krishna is demanding, mam ekam saranam bhaji. This is too much. This is not too much, this is the real position. It is actually advanced in knowledge. Bhaunam janmanam ante. That is not attainable in one life. If he persists in knowledge, understanding of the absolute truth, then after many births, when he is actually in knowledge, then he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurla. That kind of mahatma, you find so many mahatmas simply while changing the dress. Not that kind of mahatma. So mahatma sudurla. It is very difficult to find out such mahatmas. But there are. If one is fortunate, he can meet such mahatma and his life becomes successful. So mahatma sudurla. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made the thing very easy. Very, very easy. Therefore his name is Patit Pavan. Patit Pavan. Patit means fallen. And Pavan means purifier. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We first of all sing a chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Padadha, Sri Vatadi Gaur Vakta. We beg mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. That is the way of worship in this age. He cannot approach Krishna, then it will be sudurla. Manushanam sahasresu tasiddhatu tisiddhaya. Jatatamam vidhana. If you try to approach Krishna, actually we are seeing that. The Bhagavad Gita is being read by so many scholars, so many theosophists and priests, but they do not understand Krishna. You'll find it, practically. So many big scholars, so many men, they say, I read Bhagavad Gita thrice in a day. And ask him about Krishna, he doesn't understand it. He'll find it practical. He'll be very proud of reading Bhagavad Gita. And the politicians, they take photographs, taking a Bhagavad Gita in his hand, and asking about Krishna, he doesn't understand it. Satkanda Ramayana Kore, Sitakar Baba. He has read all the Ramayana. And he is asking, well, can you tell me whose father is Sita? He does not know whether Sita is mother or father. So this is the position. Because he does not know who is Guru and how to learn Bhagavad Gita, therefore he is frustrated. Krishna says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasneena sivaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattva-darshan. Even Krishna, his friend asked Arjuna, you see Arjuna says, Shishakti ham sadhimam prapadnam. Krishna says, Arjuna says, Krishna, no more friendly talk. I agree to become your disciple. So when you agree to become disciple of Krishna, then he explained Bhagavad Gita. Actually, one should not explain Bhagavad Gita or any Vedic Shastra unless one has agreed to become a disciple. But devotees are so kind that they preach even among the non-disciples just to take them to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, according to law, one should not speak beyond the jurisdiction of his disciples, because they will not understand. They will not follow the rules and regulations. How they will understand? Hey, Krishna says, jisham tu antagatam papam. One who is completely free from all kinds of sinful activities. That is the primary qualification to understand Krishna and understand Bhagavad Gita. Jisham tu antagatam papam. Jananam punna karmana. Te danna mahanen mukta bhajanti maam virabhata. Unless one comes to this position, there is no possibility of Krishna consciousness. So how outsiders is accepted? If the outsider is requested that he do not smoke, very small thing, then the Samiji is not very good. He is put so many restrictions. And he says, no, you can drink, you can eat anything. And then he is very liberal. He is very liberal. So, we are, first of all, putting this restriction. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. Intoxication are two, drinking tea and smoking cigarettes. You have to give up. Anyone who comes to my, become my disciple, this is my first proposal. If you agree, then come. It is not that you can do anything nonsense in life and you become my disciple. No. Because one cannot understand Krishna unless he is restricted from the sinful activities. And these are the basic principles of sinful activities. Illicit sex, and meat-eating, and gambling, and intoxication. These are the four pillars of sinful life. And the whole world is addicted to these four. So, we have to put on Krishna consciousness with great difficulty. When I went to America, I went by sea, so it stopped at the Commonwealth Fair in Boston. So I was thinking that if I say that no illicit sex, no meat eating, and no intoxication, and no gambling, so these people will immediately say, please go home. Yes, that is the position. These are the daily affairs. These are the daily affairs in Western countries. And if you want to make them stop these things, they will think that this man is lunatic. But by Krishna's grace, these boys, these girls, they agreed. That is Krishna's grace. I did not expect that they will agree. In India, they do not agree. And they are accustomed from childhood, from boyhood. So how they will? But Krishna's grace is so nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so great that they agreed. And they are pushing on this movement, on this principle. So why? This is due to the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patitpava. He can deliver the Javai Madhai. And what is the process? The process is Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasiva, 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 Kinanmasa. If people are simply induced to chant Hare Krishna once, just see. Even a child, he is taking part. It is natural. There is no distinction between black and white, no question of language, nothing. You see practice. There is white child, black child, they do not know how to speak. But they are dancing and chanting. So this movement is so important. Somehow or other, if you can engage them in chanting and dancing, the whole world will be united. What the United Nations has failed, this movement can do, if it is not checked by the rascals. But the rascals are ready to check this movement. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, God, Krishna, is always ready to help us. How? Yet he said, antapurusarupena kalarupena jabohi. He is inside and outside. Antar, antatyane. Chaitya Guru. He is acting as Chaitya Guru. Krishna is making my answer. Because we are Sapani and we are sons of Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. He is unhappy to see that you are suffering. That is natural. If the son is suffering from ailment, the father also suffers. How the son will be cured? The son may not know it, but the father is suffering without having that ailment. Similarly, Krishna, he is the father of all living entities. Aham bija pradapita. Krishna says, it is not my word, but Krishna says, sarva jivanishu kaunteya, all different forms of life, sambhavanti, aham bija pradapita. So, Krishna is the father of everyone. And he is very much anxious for us to get us back. Therefore, he is ordered. You rascals, why you have created so many isms? Just surrender to me, and I give you proof. Just surrender. Sarva-janmān paritya-jumānetam saranangvas. For this purpose he comes. Jada-jadāhi dhanma-sat-glāni bhavati-bhāra. Dharma-glāni discrepancies in the matter of religious principle, glani. What is that glani? The glani is forgetfulness of God. No God, I am God, you are God. This is glani. But this is going on as dharma. This is Kali Yuga. What is not dharma, that is going on as dharma. Dharma means to understand God. Dharma to sakshat bhagavat pranita. What is dharma? Dharma means the laws and instruction given by God. But at the present moment, what is God? There is no God. Then where is dharma? What is dharma? So there is no dharma in the Kali Yuga. They are simply cheating. That's what Bhagavad says. Dharma prodhita koita vatra. Atra Srimad Bhagavata. In the Srimad Bhagavata. All cheating type of religious system is kicked out. What is that cheating type? There is no God. Then where is dharma? Dharma means you become honest. But they do not know that nobody can become honest without Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Anyone who is devoid of God consciousness, he cannot be gentleman. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Jashyāsi bhakti bhagavati apinchana. Sarvaikunai tattra samāsate sura. Parāva bhaktasya kutomo. This is his test. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Namāna duṣkita nam mūhā purvaddante narādhamā. Māyā bhita jñāna āsuri bhāvamāsrita. So this is the test. Namāna purvaddante. Krishna says, who does not surrender to me? There are these classes somewhere. What is that? Good teaching. Always engaged in sinful activities. Kriti means meritorious. But they are engaged in manufacturing atom bomb. Good teaching. Atom bomb means killing. They discover something by which man will not die. That they are dying, so you have discovered some instrument to die quickly. That there is this creeping. Married, he has got married. But misused the meat. The death is there. He would have lived for, say, 60 years. And he dropped a atom bomb in 10 years or 20 years finished. He cannot increase it. Duration of life. Therefore, the so-called scientific advancement. What is that? This creeping. No benefit for the human society. The real problem is, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mitya jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darshan. Our real miserable condition of life is birth, death, old age and disease. So where is scientific help to mitigate this misery? There is no stoppage of birth, there is no stoppage of death, there is no stoppage of disease. You can manufacture very good medicine for disease, but it's strong disease. That is not. So, our so-called meritorious activities in scientific research and education, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as duskriti. Mischievous activities. Duskriti. They are not actually beneficial, but they are mischievous. And why mischievous they are engaged? They are wasting their so much time in mischievous. Because mūḍha, they do not know what is the purpose of life. They are mūḍhās. Namāna duṣkita nam mūḍhā. Purvaddante narādhamā. They do not surrender to Krishna. Because they are narādhamā, lowest of the mankind. Why lowest of the mankind? Because this human life was given to him for understanding Krishna and he is wasting in other ways. They are Narādhamā. But they are so educated, university degree, māyā puritak jñāna. Their knowledge has no meaning. It is taken away by Maya because he does not understand Krishna. What is the use of such knowledge? Veda is the sadvai ahamaiva Veda. Veda means knowledge. See, he actually advances knowledge. You must know what is Krishna. But they do not know Krishna. That is their defined Krishna. So this is going on. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness moment is very, very important. Those who are intelligent, they will take to it and make his life successful. Thank you very much.